What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Something else that's surrounding that in Atlanta will be the draft, the player draft, which, like I said, back in the day, it was June 7th, June 8th, because they try to rush these kids that sign right onto the rookie leagues, and a lot of the rookie leagues in some of those areas around the country open up. But times have changed, and certainly there's a lot of concentration on getting to the big leagues, because if you sign now, there's a good bet if you're a college player and maybe even a standout high school kid, you could be in the big leagues with them two years, maybe three max. But that's what this draft is all about. But it's also about South Florida and somebody who, I mean, like I say, Joe Fusaro, when it comes to baseball and knowing professional baseball and college and high school baseball, there's none better. And he certainly has a grasp on which players locally will go, perhaps when. But obviously, there's a lot of talent in this year's draft, a lot of early talent. Joe's got a great podcast, Man on Second, if you have an opportunity to listen to that as well. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Joe, thanks so much for taking the time. A lot of busy, you have the College World Series, then kind of a little lull. It wasn't always like that. I mean, I remember when the draft actually happened before the College World Series started.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons they moved it, was it kind of really distracted the College World Series, because you had players trying to play for a championship, and meanwhile they're being drafted, so their attention is being split, the teams in the league liked it, there. It also was 3 days. It was 50 rounds. Now it's 20 rounds in 2 days. The baseball kind of is wanting to publicize it, yet they kind of bury it during All-Star weekend, or week, I should call it, because it's just, you have the Futures game on that Sunday, which is this upcoming Sunday, the 13th. And so you have the Futures game, which is a prospect game, and the draft the same day. And then day two, on the day of the Home Run Derby, Monday or the 14th, is the Home Run Derby. So that's kind of how they do it. And obviously Tuesday is the All-Star game. So a lot goes on with baseball, and they kind of folding their present and future all under one umbrella. It'll all be done in Atlanta this year.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, this year's kind of like, you look at the first four or five picks in the draft, and they're kind of consensus. I mean, Ethan Holliday, whose brother obviously plays with the Orioles and his dad played in the big leagues, is a high school player, projected to go top four, no matter how you look at it. I mean, he's a kid who's, he's one of those prototype. He's 6'4", 210, shortstop, third baseman type. And then you have Cade Anderson, who we all watched at LSU, beast of a pitcher, left-handed pitcher, who's probably, as we said before, Joe, he's probably a minor league stint this year and maybe a spring training and maybe make the club wherever he goes next year, in his second year, because because of his age. He'll be 22 at the time. It's not old, but it is old in baseball to start. And then you have Seth Hernandez, who's a kid that throws 98. He's reached 100. He's a high school kid from Corona, California. And then a kid that we had a chance to watch quite a bit, Jamie Arnold, a left-handed pitcher out of Florida State University, who's in the Cade Anderson mold, a left-handed pitcher, good-sized guy with a great fastball, great breaking pitches, but also somebody who, if they get drafted this year, by next year, they could be in a big league club.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, let's start with number one, which is interesting because Washington Nationals just fired Mike Rizzo, their, you know, GM, and their manager, Dave Martinez. And it's interesting they did it, you know, the Monday before the draft on Sunday, right, which tells me they wanted him out of the room and having no voice in anything. They didn't, you know, hang this, you know, that group, this regime around. And I get it, you know, the scouts and the amateur division runs the draft, but the GM is, you know, the conduit to the owner to, are we going to spend? Now, keep in mind that 1-1 pick, that's an $11 million slot now, but no one believes that no matter who that player is, it's going to reach $11 million because, you know, it'll probably be last year, I think it was 9.2. And, you know, Scott Boras, I think, has all the guys that'll be number one. They'll want at least 9.3 to say they set the record. And then they could allocate, the Nats could allocate that remaining, you know, what, 1.7 million elsewhere throughout the draft. So I'm with you. And the vibe I'm getting, I wouldn't be shocked if Cade Anderson is 1-1. For the fact that, you know, the Nationals kind of have struck out a little bit in the position players. They had, Dylan Cruz from LSU didn't pan out like they thought a few years before from IMG. Elijah Green, he didn't pan out. So, you get a kid like Cade Anderson, there's a very good chance he could be in the big leagues in 2026. Obviously, you want to start the service clock when you think you can win. But, you know, we saw the Pirates do it with Paul Skenes, who's from the same school. But it is an interesting dynamic and, you know, how it goes. You know, you got these pitchers and with, you know, everybody throwing sweepers and max velocity, you got to think you don't want these pitchers spending 3-4 years in the minors, you know, wasting their bullets and getting Tommy John surgery down in, you know, low A ball. They rather try to get them up to the big leagues and, you know, they're going to break them anyway, get them broken, you know, and the owners obviously want to return their investment. So, you know, they're going to want, if you're spending $10 million or 9.3 to $10 million.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On your 1-1, you don't want to see him, you know, making a trip to Neil Alatrash out in California to get his arm repaired.
Yeah, I agree with you. You look at locally, obviously, you know, everybody knows, a lot of talent. I mean, there's a lot of talent, but you just went to the combine out west, and you said there was mysteriously not a lot of South Florida or a lot of Florida players there.
Yeah, we were snubbed, and I did a podcast on my YouTube channel, my Man on Second YouTube channel, about it. You know, I'll call it out. You know, you had over 300 players invited, draft eligible players, college and high school, and not one from Miami-Dade or Broward counties. Now, I'll put a caveat. Alan Soler from True North Classical Academy in Miami was invited. I'm not sure if he has showed up, but he had Tommy John surgery in early May. So even right. if he showed, it would have been to do the interviews. And good for Alan. I saw him pitch a couple of times. You know, if not for the injury, he would probably been our highest, you know, drafted guy if we had tracked the way expected first, second rounder. So there is a chance there. But in terms of any healthy players that would have potentially worked out on Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, home of the Diamondbacks, where the combine was for 4 days. We didn't have one person. And now I talk to, you know, a lot of my buddies and stuff. Oh, well, it's a down year, they say. Well, we have guys that are going to be drafted. You know, they're not 330 better players that were there. Now there's a whole different invitation thing. If you're part of Team USA, you have a benefit. Up at Jupiter, Gabe Grulow, outfielder, University of South Florida commit, he was invited and participated, but Miami-Dade and Broward had no one, you know. Wow. And I made the case. Now I'll throw some names out, guys I thought should have been invited, who keep an eye on. Now, I don't think any of these are going to be top two rounds, but from the high school ranks, in no particular order, you have Dylan Dubovic and Jordan Rich from American Heritage. Dylan's a Miami commit, you know, big time power, can also pitch, but you know, at least early on profiles as an outfielder. Jordan Rich, you know, plus runner, you know him from football at sure. Heritage a few years back. Clearly, you know, a guy who is more of an under the radar guy, but will, in my opinion, be drafted, should have been invited. But then, you know, you look at Zach Malvasio from St. Thomas Aquinas, Central Florida commit. Hits the ball well over 400 feet, which is kind of what they're looking for. Then down in Miami, you got Gabriel Milano from Doral Academy, third baseman, another Miami commit, and Mario Magana at Columbus, you know, third base, shortstop, potentially outfielder, runs like the wind. All these guys, in my opinion, position players, should have been invited. I think all five have a really good chance. And Nick Diaz, you know, I didn't want to leave anyone out.
Yeah,
Nick
okay.
Diaz of Stoneman Douglas, outfielder. You know, College of Charleston, I think, is where his commit is. But, you know, I think all six of those guys should have been invited, and I wouldn't be shocked if all six get invited. Now, the guy who I do want to, on the plus side, not a high school kid, but college, who I think put himself in the top three rounds, is Antonio Jimenez, Archbishop McCarthy graduate in 2023. Canes fans remember Jimenez played for the Canes in 24, went to the portal, played at UCF in 2025, had a monster year. And then he got the invite, draft eligible, shortstop, but could also play third, plus arm, super athletic. He hit the ball, you know, he used to be a switch hitter. The Canes made him strict right-handed because that's where his power is, or mainly is. Hit the ball off the bat,
right.
Exit velo of 108.4 miles an hour. And I think, you know, his tools and the fact that he's already hitting that check mark. And if I'm the Miami Marlins, you know, not necessarily in the first round, but if he's there in the first three rounds, you know, meaning second or third, I'd give a serious look because I think he kind of fits the profile, could go in at third base.
Joe, are you going to have a podcast, or are you going to write something like on a wrap up of, you know, not just the draft in general? It doesn't have to be just Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of it on my, you know, I did write a story on the combine that appeared in the Miami Herald a couple of weeks back. So I encourage everyone, if they still have that link is up. I think I retweeted that on my Joe Grisaro Twitter account. And I will have, I did one on the snub, and I'm going to, in the next day or two, I'm going to do more on the kids I think could be drafted, as well as some under the radar guys. You know, with the Marlins, with the seventh pick, I just quickly before you get me out of here, keep an eye on Eli Willits, kind of mock drafts have him.
Yeah.
You know, he's from high school out in Oklahoma. You might remember his dad, Reggie Willits. He played in the big leagues for the Yankees. He's an OU commit. And his brother Jackson, J-A-X-O-N, a funny way to spell Jackson, but whatever. He's at OU, sophomore. But he's a guy to keep an eye on for the Marlins, left-handed hitting shortstop. But a guy I'm going to throw out there, I think the Marlins should really also keep an eye on, Quinton Young, a relative of Dimitri and Delman Young, like 6'4", 6'5", played third base outfield, but he was hitting the ball, Larry, about 115 miles an hour, when I know the Marlins value that big kid, ton of easy power. And that impact, if I'm the Marlins, I'm kind of looking at him as well.
Good stuff. Joe, I can't thank you for stopping by. We'll have you again maybe as the summer progresses and see who went where and who's doing what.
Sounds good, Larry. Anytime, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Good stuff. Joe Fusaro, baseball, encyclopedia, knows it in and out. Love to talk to him, and certainly somebody who's done a great job.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.